Hello everyone, this is Raving Rendell with the first edition of Rendell's Thoughts, which will be the little podcast that I post in lieu of doing an actual Rendell's Ravings. These will come basically whenever I think of them. And the first one I thought of is a couple days old now, but I was thinking about it in the shower and thought it'd be a really good idea to have this be the first episode, if you will. Because it's recent, and it involves something that most people seem to have a problem with, and that is remembering their manners. The subject for today is Linda McMahon. Now, most of you may know the last name if you're not in wrestling. If you are in wrestling, you know exactly who this is. She is a lady running for senator, I believe, of her home state. Forgive me, Linda, but you're not exactly high on the ball either, so forgive me for forgetting something of yours, because what we're getting into is something you forgot of one of your employees. Lance Cade, who used to be a tag team champion with Trevor Murdoch. I didn't watch wrestling at the time, but I know that they ran for a while because they were one of the reasons I was thinking at one point of watching it again, because they actually had people to me who were fairly unknown, who had been running for a while, and seemed to be doing pretty good as a team. Anyway, Lance Cade, and I'm not getting into how he died, I don't know that, that's not the point here. Lance Cade died, and somebody asked Linda McMahon for a comment. Linda said, and this is from Lords of Pain, this is very short, but this gets to the point. According to the CT Post, Linda McMahon was asked this week by reporters if she knew the late Lance Cade. McMahon said, "I may have met him once." Now, this is not what I'm getting on her for. She has had a lot of people working for her. It has been a while since Lance Cade worked with them. So I'm not really getting on her for that. I do have a suggestion later on that will solve that problem, or at least in some cases. Here is what... Oh... Well, this just, I forgot to read this. Linda said WWE can no more be held accountable for the deaths of talents than a studio could have prevented Heath Ledger's death. Linda, okay, here's something that you may or may not have followed in that. When Heath was being suspended over, like, five stories... You know, and hanging upside down, that was fake. You know, I hate to break this to you, but that was fake. It's called a green screen. You know, you might want to look that up. I'm sure you guys could make some use out of that. And Heath Ledger didn't get pounded on the head, didn't get suplexed, didn't get superplexed, didn't get kicked in the back, didn't, you know, he wasn't athletically as active as Lance Cade was. So, excuse me, wrong answer, and I'm pretty certain that Heath Ledger at least had insurance. Can't say that for you, can I? Okay, well, here's what got, and that ties in exactly to what I was, to what I'm going to say. God, I didn't realize she stuck her foot in her mouth so bad on this. Who knows what causes people to have addictions and do what they do? Okay, Linda, in the immoral words of your most popular tag team, DX, I have two words for you, but they are shut up. Okay? Shut that meat flapper, or as my favorite man, Jim Cornette, would say, stop running your dick licker, and listen, okay? There is a golden rule which apparently your mom didn't beat into you as a kid, and I know at your age she was allowed to do that. So let me reiterate this golden rule. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I'm going to be the first to admit I do say that at times. But in the event of the death of somebody, I generally am a little bit more polite. If I have anything bad to say, I'll say it, you know, to myself, or I'll talk, you know, in talking to somebody out of the loop, or that won't mind it. Maybe I got screwed over by this person, and I'm talking to somebody else who did. I'd rather talk to them about it because they know what I'm going through. They won't think that I'm just jumping to conclusions. Now, for you, and I still don't understand why you did this, it's not your place to comment on something that you could not have any possible idea about. I strongly doubt that you've ever had painkiller addictions, or been addicted to steroids, or many other addictions with the lifestyle that you live. So you can't really comment on something you have no knowledge of, or any way to have knowledge of. So, here's a suggestion for you, how you can avoid this kind of event happening again. What you do is you take a member of your staff, I know you have one, I cannot imagine you doing most of this shit that you're doing by yourself, so, even at your age, I don't know if you could do it anymore. So, get somebody from your staff to monitor the net. I get my news from Lords of Pain. They're fairly quick. They're usually pretty good, pretty respectful. When you do this, have them monitor for deaths in the industry. Just any deaths. I mean, like I said, they report them very well. Did they work for the WWE, WCW? Okay, did they work for ECW? You know, you've got three things that were major that you now own the copyrights to. So it'd be good to know these things. Now, did they work for you at the time? That's something else you should know. Were they big star? Definitely something you should know. If they were, a couple of pictures, you know, what did they look like then? Quick dossier, what did they accomplish? Who did they fight with? Anything that might ring some bells. You could do this in one sheet of paper. Okay? Do it for industry deaths. Like, say, Jerry Jarrett dies, or Jerry the King Lawler, who does work for you, but I'm saying more, he hasn't wrestled so much. His wrestling was in his heyday in Memphis. Abdullah the Butcher, who I don't think ever worked for WWE, but you can't tell me they don't know who he is. You know, stuff like this. What did they do? What were they known for? The Sheik. You guys had the balls to put the Sheik in the Hall of Fame. He never even, I doubt any one of you could have even pointed to him in a lineup. You know, make it credible. Then if somebody comes and asks you, oh, you know, do you remember Kurt Angle? And let's say this is 20 years down the road. Or let's say this is even 2 years down the road. Oh, well, yeah, I think I remember him. You know, he worked for us at one time. This is Kurt Angle. Okay, he was a multi-time champion. He was a champion who held two titles at once. He was a legitimate Olympic athlete. A legitimate gold medalist winner. These people can bitch at you a little bit for Lance Cade, but if you make a snafu like this on a bigger talent, they're going to chew you up. No charge for this, you know. I'm doing this, you know, out of the goodness of my heart, so you don't have to pay me for this. But in the future, please, please, don't do this again.